This is an Adapt Publishing soundbite.
Hi, this is Rachel. Today, let's talk about assessments and why they are important, by Simone Collins. There are many steps in the process of getting a job, but the hardest part, in my opinion, would be the assessments. What are assessments, you ask, and why are they important? An assessment is a tool that employers use to measure an applicant's knowledge, skills, and abilities, as well as personal traits and/or characteristics. It tells the employer your level of functionality, how you would handle certain situations, and what type of reasoning you would utilize to make decisions. These assessments are used by the employer to screen job candidates for suitability for a particular job. The reason these assessments should be important to you is because it could make or break your chances of getting the job you really want. When I was 18 years old, I graduated from high school and I was on the hunt for a job. I applied at the nearby mall, fast food restaurants, clothing stores, and many more. You name it, I probably applied there. None of them responded to me except one. So I went in to meet the manager and he set me up to take an assessment. I thought, no problem. I felt that I was well prepared. However, the results told otherwise. I failed the assessment miserably, and I didn't know why. I attended a job readiness class entitled Making Healthy Choices, and the topic of assessments came up. The most important thing about assessments is how you take it. In other words, an assessment typically has 4 or 5 choices. As I said before, employers utilize assessments to see if you would be a good fit for their company. Normally, the choices are strongly agree, agree, neither agree nor disagree, disagree, and strongly disagree. The thing that people don't realize, including myself, is that employers want you to have a strong opinion, one way or the other. So the answers that are automatically incorrect are the ones you answer with agree and disagree, as well as neither agree nor disagree. While applying for my job, I had to take their assessment about 4 times. I'm grateful that I had a connection to the manager because he allowed me the opportunity to redo it. Many people aren't that lucky. However, the more I took the assessments, the more I noticed the difficulty and types of questions they used. There were tons of trick questions, but there were even more that were basically the same questions. The words were just rearranged, or it was a different scenario. So my advice to you when taking an employment assessment is to read the questions carefully, and then go with your instinct. Typically, your first answer is always the correct one, so try not to think too hard about it. But remember, have a strong opinion. Either it's going to be very wrong, or it's going to be very right. Try to stay out of the middle.
This has been a WPMG production by Adapt Publishing Company, a division of Workforce Partners Management Group, LLC. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved.